This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
Why is the right to vote like the right to marry?
They're both about making choices.
Oh, that's good. I didn't think of that. What I was going for was that these rights are reserved to a select group of people.
If memory serves, it was the 14th Amendment that finally prevented state governments from denying voting rights based on race, and the 19th Amendment prevented similar discrimination based on gender.
Yes, that's the legal history. But what's behind that is the important foundation of equal treatment under the law. In the case of voting, the government discriminated against African Americans and women purely because of their race or gender. It was legalized discrimination. It was unequal treatment under the law.
Now I see where you're headed with the right to marry.
I can't get anything past you. Yes, marriage is like voting, and that we popularly believe we have a right to it. But the government discriminates against some of us who seek to exercise our rights.
Well, some states used to discriminate against couples who wanted to marry across racial lines.
And that discrimination was legal then. And it's the same today with same-sex marriage. My belief is that Americans eventually will recognize that there isn't a rational basis for this discrimination.
So, you framed the issue of same-sex marriage not as a right to choose a spouse, but rather a right to be free from unequal treatment, to be free of governmental discrimination.
Yes. Given that the government provides a means to legalize a marriage, it has an obligation to make this benefit available to all adults. There's nothing special in demands for equal treatment under the law.
You're free to engage us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support provided by the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.